How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.
Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Tom Allen.
And me, Susie Ruffle.
And welcome back. We're so sorry that we've been...
2 weeks off.
2 weeks off because, well, we decided we needed a holiday after Edinburgh.
Yes.
And then, what happened? Tell us.
Guys, I got tonsillitis that was so bad I had blisters on my tonsils.
Can you imagine? And then what happened? And
I coughed up some blood.
She coughed up blood like Thingy in Hugh Bonneville in Downton. Did you see that episode?
Yeah.
That was horrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was very similar to you. I'm pleased that finally someone has seen my similarity between me and Hugh Bonneville in Downton.
Finally a reference. Now, also we should point out to our ardent listeners that we're doing the show today from Regent's Park.
Regent's Park. How la-di-da.
Because we like... I would say it's becoming a hallmark... in a way that we're doing like...
We can't be bothered to go to a studio.
We can't be bothered to go to the studio. But B, we're going to kind of quirky locations like that one we did in my bedroom, for example.
In your bed whilst you were getting ready, when you'd just woken up.
When I'd just woken up from that power nap. Do you remember how difficult those days were?
Oh my God. Edinburgh feels like both yesterday and a lifetime ago.
Yes, I feel like we might need to go under a tree to get away from the wind.
Yeah, but I'm worried that it might get thunder and lightning and we might die. But yeah, okay.
Well, we'll know when that happens.
What a way to end the podcast.
What a way! Both of them electrocuted to death. Live on air. This isn't live. But we're sorry to leave you hanging. We feel like we've been...
a couple of people have got in touch and moaned. And we're very
literally
sorry.
Moaned. Because we had so many nice people come up to us in the festival and say hi. And should we sort of go onto this tree? Like we're some sort of...
Yeah, absolutely.
Is the word degenerate still used?
Yes, I believe so.
Would you like is this a good tree? I wouldn't know what to do with one. I can barely smoke a roll-up. It went out. I tried to smoke a roll-up the other day.
Did you?
It went out.
What are you with smoking roll-ups?
Oh, it doesn't matter. And in fact, let's hope that no one listens to this who doesn't think I ever smoke. Well, I don't actually.
You talk about your mum.
Yeah, I don't think mum listens to this. And also, I don't smoke. But when I've had a drink, I sometimes like to toke. Toke?
Toke. Yep, sure.
Oh, I don't know.
No,
this is nice. Look at the view we get.
Oh God!
In a park.
There's a dog having a crap.
Oh
no, another dog's gone to have a whiff.
Oh, what a day! She's got a nice cardigan on. That's similar.
She does have a nice jacket on, doesn't she?
Not the dog, the owner.
got to be clear.
You've got to be clear with audio. That's what I always forget.
Especially in Regent's Park.
You have to.
There would be dogs in coats there.
Oh, you bet! I bet she's really posh as well. I bet she's got one of those townhouses on the outside.
I bet she does. Oh, Tom, we should mention that you go out on tour next week.
Well, I go out on tour tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Where's your first date?
At Southport, near Liverpool.
That's a bitch to get to.
Now, let me tell you, that drive, I'm getting a hire car.
Oh, my God.
Yes, getting a hire car. They said there's a Golf in that range. I said, well, can I request the Golf? She said, yeah, we can request it. I won't get it. I'll probably end up with a Corsa. I think that's one of the ones in the range. And it might be automatic. What are your thoughts on that?
I've got automatic.
Yeah. What is your guidance on that?
You have to pretend that you're like driving a go-kart.
Okay,
so
interesting.
You just use one foot.
Oh, one. Okay.
So you just.
Those are nice boots, Susie.
Oh, they're new boots. Thank you for noticing.
I'm just sitting down. Where are they from?
They're Doc Martens. They're suede Doc Martens.
I mean,
boots.
If anybody was going to get sponsored by Doc Martens, it's you.
Oh, I know. I feel like who at Doc Martens can sponsor me? I want Doc Martens or Fred Perry to sponsor me. I mean, it's not going to happen, but it's very.
This isn't true. This
oh my God, there's a dog over there wearing a coat.
Oh my God, wearing a coat, wearing a cape, probably.
Oh,
it's Regent's Park after
all. Regent's Park.
It's not that cold, is it?
No. What do you think her name is? The woman, not the dog.
The one kneeling down.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
To pray. She's just touching her dog.
maybe. What are we watching? Lydia, maybe.
Yes, Lydia's good. Lydia's good. Lydia works part time in the florist.
Yeah, she's just on her way back now. Although she's got a hold of her, I think she's on the way back from Bikram.
I bet she fucking loves Bikram. Mm.
I say it wrong, don't I? It's Bikram. I always say Bikram.
I mean, Tommy, I think you can say it how you want.
That's the thing, isn't it? That's the thing with yoga. You can just basically do what you want.
You can just go to the class. You know you can go to the class and just lay down the whole time.
I might do that, actually. It's the sort of thing you could do if you had, like, a stopover.
Or if you were really tired.
Yeah, just middle of the day, just go to a yoga class.
Do you know, Bikram's great if you want to sweat out a hangover. I was saying earlier, I'm slightly hungover today. I had a bottle of red, not by myself, I was with a friend, but one bottle of red.
Well, today?
No, last night.
Oh, smart.
I'm not hungover from this morning.
I don't know, Susie, you've got new boots since I've seen you. You might have changed.
We haven't seen each other for 2 weeks.
I cannot believe that.
I don't know what we were thinking.
What were we thinking? Well, of course, I had my week away.
Of course, so should we talk about Alicante?
I went to Alicante, didn't I? And I went on my own, then I got a bit lonely. And I was quite nervous about certain aspects of it, including, so I got there and it turned out I booked half board. Can you imagine the horror? And then, so I didn't use it every day, but I did go to, I tried the restaurant in the hotel. It was a buffet. I got there, they were like, sit where you like, it's a buffet. I sat down.
I love a buffet. Do you know that when me and Mum went on holiday...
Is there a buffet?
To Santa Ponsa. We stayed in a really posh hotel that we got on a deal.
Nice buffet.
There was a buffet every night. We hadn't paid for it. Me and Mum managed to do it every night.
That's what I... When I got there, I was like, I haven't paid for this. And they were like, oh, well, it's lucky for you then. And
yeah,
I was like,
they were very much like that.
But this one was really depressing and they had the big lights on. Mm. It was a really depressing buffet. And I like buffets.
I know, you like buffets, Tom.
Anyway, I sat down at this table on my own, lonely, sad, not enjoying the lighting.
Yes.
And then...
Did you take your own light?
I wish I had.
Or just put the light on your iPhone. Just
have it underneath me. And then I sat there and then this couple came over and they're like, excuse me, you're in our seat?
How shaming.
The shame of it.
Also, like, you're allowed to sit anywhere, love.
Yeah, I should have said, fuck you.
Carol and Dave.
Well, I didn't think they were Carol and Dave. I think they were maybe Spanish. Which made it maybe even more embarrassed.
Carol and Dave.
That's the Spanish version of it, yeah. Yeah, I was so embarrassed, Suze.
Oh, so did you then have to pick up your plate and move?
Yes, like I was in Oliver.
Oh, no.
It was terrible. Really awful.
Drop the phone. Drop the podcast.
And then...
Don't drop the ball.
And then, on another occasion...
Yeah?
Still, I think it's still
recording. Yeah, we're still recording.
On another occasion... Yeah, we're still recording. On another occasion...
Go on,
I was on the beach and I hired one sunbed... Oh, dropped it again. On the beach, I had one sunbed and one parasol... And then this Russian lady came over and said, with her mother, and was like, excuse me, is this bed taken? I said, oh, no, that one's spare, because they were in twos, and I'd only had one. I said, no, that one's free. And so she sat down on it, and then she immediately put up the parasol, and then they sat there, and so I had to sit in the shade. The parasol wasn't even affecting them, but she just wanted to put it up. And I didn't know how to say, excuse me, I've hired that parasol. And then all the people around me started laughing, because it was so embarrassing.
Because they had realised that it was your parasol.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom, that's one of the gayest things you've ever said. It was my parasol!
The title of my new sitcom. Hey, that's my parasol!
BBC One, prime time.
Get your mitts off my parasol.
Get your mitts off my parasol.
Is what I should have said. And like,
that, if you ever write a book...
That's going to be one of the chapters.
Oh, I think the title. Another Stories from My Life.
Another Story. Another wonderful stories. And then...
You know, like the kind of show that Dame Diana Rigg might do. Or Honor Blackman. You know, like...
Yeah, yeah, that show. We
stories from my life.
Stories from my life. And I said... Anyway, eventually they walked off. But it was like, I was sort of thinking like, this wouldn't happen if someone else was here. So then I invited my mum to come out and join me, and she came.
So nice.
So nice. And then on the last night, we got drunk. I took my mum to a gay bar.
Yes! Love taking the mums to a gay bar.
And these really nice people from... This really nice couple, straight couple from Leeds.
Oh, gross.
Yeah, I took them in there. And we went to this gay bar. It was basically empty, and we just had a lovely time dancing. At one point, his espadrille fell off, and I picked it up and pretended it was a phone. What a lovely time.
Oh, look at you doing bits.
Yes, I know. So that's why I haven't seen you, but what have you been up to apart from tonsillitis and coughing up blood?
Well, I was coughing up blood. I was having tonsillitis. That took a week out. Luckily, I was at home, so Mum made a massive fuss of me.
Oh, were you at home for that?
I was in Portsmouth, yeah.
Oh,
so I went home on the Sunday, had an argument with my dad, got tonsillitis. Was it karma? Maybe. Was I being a bit of a brat? Yes, I was.
Oh,
I was very tired.
We all get like that sometimes. Yeah, and tired sometimes.
Yeah, and so I behaved like a bit of a dick to my dad.
Oh, what was it? Can you tell us what it was about?
Oh, no, just sort of quite argumentative.
General snapping.
And then he took... General snapping? Fine, sorry, fine. I just saluted.
Fine, officer. Yeah. Would be your rank.
Yeah. Oh, I love general snapping.
Very distinguished officer.
He is a distinguished officer.
Yeah, five-star general.
So, So then I had an argument with Dad, stormed out, went to my auntie's, started feeling a bit coldy. The next morning, blood in the hanky, dead in the next scene.
Oh, Susie, that's such a lovely reference to that, Jane. But also, I'm sorry that you had an argument with Dad.
Oh, it was
fine.
Did
he forgive you? Was he all right
with it? Yeah, yeah. I mean, managed to do that thing where he apologised. It was great.
Oh, I don't think my dad's able to do that. I don't think my dad's ever said sorry. Bless him. Bless him.
Someone's feeding a squirrel.
Lydia's over. She's feeding a squirrel.
Lydia's feeding a squirrel with her dog.
Her dog in a pink dog. I think the dog is called Pamela. That's a nice dog, actually.
It is a nice dog. It's like that dog that you looked after.
Yeah, Bo.
Oh, I like that puffy one.
What? That's a Pomeranian, isn't
that
it?
That is Pomeranian, yeah.
They are puffy. I like those.
I think they look like a wizard has taken a normal dog and gone...
Oh, that's true. They are like a magical dog.
A magical dog.
I don't know how magical they are.
Probably not very magical. And so then I just stayed in bed. Tom, do you want to know how many people live in my dad's house? I'll tell you the answer.
How many people?
It's two. It's my mother and father. Guess how many white screen TVs they have?
Oh, I'm 8.
4.
No way. Like massive on the wall ones.
Massive on the wall.
Is this the new house?
Yeah.
So where have they got? Lounge, kitchen, bedroom.
Two lounges.
Oh, I thought it was a small house you were moving, moving to.
Basically, it's a 3-bedroom house and mum's decided she wants 2 living rooms.
Oh, instead of a dining room. Very wise, yeah.
So it's so, 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 so,
a dining room.
It's
a dining room.
It's a reception room.
Yeah.
Really convenient.
Well, that's nice. So there's like a casual one and then one for guests.
Then there's the silver one upstairs. Mum's got a crash velvet silver sofa.
The silver lounge.
Silver lounge. Mum's going to put the Christmas tree in there right in the window.
Oh, that's nice. My brother has just bought the flat. And,
Well done, him.
Yeah. And my mum... is obsessed with the flat.
Of
I'm
course,
like, Mum, you need to let him live his life. You need to let him have his own place. She's like, James, where are you going to put the Christmas tree? And immediately he was like, it's going to go there by the window. I was like, oh, that's all right. She's obsessed with where to put a Christmas tree. But is it a bay window? Because that's lovely for a Christmas tree.
It's a Julianne balcony.
Oh, I love one of those.
So, like, not a balcony.
Yeah, a Julianne Moore balcony.
Yeah, Julianne Moore balcony, yeah.
Oh, how nice. So is it quite a modern house then?
It is, Tom, yeah. It's a terrace.
In my mind, I thought it was a Victorian terrace house.
No, I think it's newer than that.
Well, I look forward to seeing it.
You'll be invited, of course.
Of course, then, Christmas, I expect.
I like the tree. And so then I had 5 days in bed.
That's what you need, though.
Watching a lot of telly. It's great.
Sometimes it's
watching
your body's way
of movies.
To rest, you need to sleep. I've had it. I've got ill like that, and it's always in my throat.
Yeah.
Don't ask why. This is. I had one time where I couldn't swallow, couldn't earn a living. It was terrible. And the thing is,
she's off the books for a week.
No good to me, dear. And it is your body going. You need to rest.
Yeah, you need to stop.
You need to stop. So, what did you watch?
The Secret Life of Pets. Which is an animation film, an animated film.
Oh, sorry, I've seen The Secret Life of Dogs, is it, where they put cameras on dogs'
heads?
I like that.
I like that too. I watch quite a lot of David Attenborough. I watch A Street Cat Named Bob. I mean, I watch a lot of...
I thought you were going to say A Streetcar Named Desire. I think it's very good. I've never seen A Streetcar Named Desire, and that's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, I haven't either, actually. I've read it. I don't remember anything about it.
Well, Glass Menagerie, I've never read. It's terrible.
Oh, I didn't like the Glass Menagerie. I said it. Fine.
Sorry, everyone. Sorry if you're doing that for your GCSE this year.
Soz.
Take it off the syllabus right now. Did you do... Have you ever seen Cat on a Hot Tin Roof?
No.
Oh, you'd like that?
Would I?
Yeah, it's quite tense at one point. But Elizabeth Taylor...
Tense? You said tense.
I think I was
like you
say,
were Sean Connery.
I think I was going to say I wasn't sure if that was the right word, but yeah, emotional, tense.
Oh my god, Tom, you know how I love some emotion.
I bet you'd love this. Elizabeth Taylor, Big Daddy, but Big Daddy's not going to... I can't remember the rest of that. That's what I remember her going on about Big Daddy.
The Adam Sandler film.
Yeah. That's Big Mama's house.
She's a huge fan.
Loves it. So what else did you watch?
Just loads of telly. Mm. Watched some Dr. Foster.
What's that?
So I did quite a lot of watching TV with my mum, where my mum gives you a running commentary of what's happening.
Director's commentary.
Oh my god.
Mum commentary. That would be a great like DVD extra.
So like, basically, it's about a woman whose husband has an affair, and then she just plots out to make his life a misery. And every time, mum's just like, "Is Sue Ann Jones?
Oh, yeah.
That used to be in Corrie. She's an awful good actress.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
That's the sort of thing that you get from mum. Yeah. Oh, she is good, isn't she? I don't know why she's doing that. Was I don't it, know why she's doing that.
Was it the sort of thing offered to Sarah Lancashire? That's Pamela the dog.
Pamela the dog. She's barking at a squirrel.
She's barking at a squirrel. Sounds like one of those toys you squeeze.
Mum would have a lot of the... it might be a Sarah Lancashire part that might have... But, so she... so Mum had a lot to say about, oh, I don't like her blouse. Oh, I wish she'd do something with her hair. Next thing, oh, thank God she's done something with her hair. The woman's going mad. She's not worried about her hair. Oh, just put a brush through
it,
wouldn't you?
That is the first sign. That's the thing. If you don't keep your hair up, in my mum's opinion, she'd be the same.
Oh, yeah. Well, my mum and your mum are very similar women.
Do something with your hair. That doesn't do anything for her.
Yeah,
that would be the sort of expression.
And then another thing that my mum likes to say, she thinks a lot of herself.
She thinks a lot of herself.
I don't mind it, but she does think a lot of herself.
She's
not everyone's cup of tea.
And in a way, I think that would be, those sort of tenants would be worse than actually going mad.
Yeah.
Not realising you need to do something
with your hair. I also feel like I'm the kind of person that my mum also says those things about. Like, she's not everyone's
cup
of tea.
That's why I get annoyed with my mum sometimes. Like, why are you saying that about someone? Like, that's what probably people are saying
about
me then.
Yeah.
And then
she thinks a lot of herself.
People probably, you know...
Saying that about you all the time.
I'm sure they do. Because I do. Actually, well, sometimes I do. But,
comes in peaks and troughs, doesn't it? Some days I'm like, scarred.
That's it.
I am smashing life. And other days I'm thinking, I don't know how you've got the gall to leave the house right
now. That's sometimes how I feel. That's how Patricia feels, I think, right now.
Oh, there's
she's
Patricia.
Got, she's got a matching cardigan. Beige slacks. Goes very nice with the bright colourpop of the orange. And then matching orange shoes.
Yeah, but I would say that they're her dog walking shoes that she leaves by the back door.
And they just happen to match.
Yeah.
I bet you're right. I bet. Oh, she's running now.
Oh, she's having a run.
Oh, Trisha, are you okay? Should we call you an Uber? Exec, of course. But what was it? Now, this programme you watched with your mum,
yes.
Now, was it on recently? Because I think it might have been the sort of thing I caught a bit of with my mum.
Yeah. Your mum would definitely have watched it, I think.
Yeah, she'd be... sort of thing I'd walk in and she'd say, just give me a minute, this is just going to finish in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
To the end of this.
But it's quite rude.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't see more of it.
Yeah, there was a scene... I mean, it's not rude, but it's quite rude to watch with your mum.
I'll be the judge of that.
Well, there was a conversation about someone having a hard-on, and I thought, this is very fruity language to have with your mother.
Oh, in the Silver Lounge?
No, we were actually... She actually came and laid next to me on the bed, because I was... I was so sickly.
Oh.
I simply needed... Like next to the bedpan.
Next to... Oh, what a lovely afternoon that must have been.
It was in the Victorian era.
It's cholera.
She's got TB.
She's got TB. Be careful with her. TBC.
She's got TBC. She's...
TBC, that's what they say when you're not sure.
TB, TBC.
So did you have a flat screen in your room then?
Yeah, Tom. Oh, I didn't even have a flat screen in my flat.
No. And what...
Mum's got four of the buggers. And I said to her, Mum, how many have you got four tellies? And she went, well, do you want one?
Well,
and I said, no. But so, my cousin used to live in the house. She left one. Two of them were from the old house. And then, like Mum said... One of them was Nanny's. It was brand new. Nanny had barely watched it.
Weird, similar thing, yeah. What is your mum... I mean, is it... It's HD, obviously.
Of course.
What are their thoughts on a curved screen?
Oh, I don't know. I think Mum might think that was a bit much.
Because it is quite nice when they're flat and they just flush against the wall then, aren't they?
Also, Mum loves it on a bracket.
Oh, then you hinge
don't
it out.
I don't mind telling you. Mum loves it on a bracket.
That is good. You can sweep it into the room there.
Yeah. But you can imagine with the silver room... It's really quite the effect.
Oh, I bet. Well, is that because your mum might sometimes like to put it on the silver sofa, but sometimes maybe in the chair in the window?
You know, Tom...
Is the chair in the window?
There's not a chair in the window, but it's the kind of thing that one day they might have, sure.
Okay.
There is a massive Buddha in there.
Oh!
A Buddha opposite a picture of my nan.
Oh, well, that's...
Two friends.
That is nice. That's very nice. What is your mum going to do with those figurines of children that she bought last year? Where are they going to go?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, they are... And the rocking... That is more thing about the rocking horse that you put a picture online of. You said it's got... You said it's got a human soul stuck inside it.
There is a human soul stuck inside the horse, yeah. That's currently in the garage, I imagine, waiting to kill people.
But I'm sure it'll be there. Also, the main thoughts crossing my mind, what about Ruffy?
Ruffy, that's the dog. He's staying at the farm, but Dad's working there every day.
Ah.
And then there's... A bloke that lives in a caravan on the farm.
And he's looking after Ruffy. Because I was thinking, I don't know how Ruffy's going to fit in this
house. Well, they were going to take Ruffy, and then Ruffy was like, I don't like it here.
Oh, he didn't like
it? Yeah, he didn't want
to
go.
Well, who's he to be so choosy these days?
Well, he's used to being out and about.
Oh, he likes to have his manner.
You know what he's like. He wanders down the shop sometimes.
Does he really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that's terrifying. He's like a bear. He's like Bungle.
Not your kind of bear.
No.
He's like,
well, he's probably about the same level of hairiness as...
Yeah.
So gay bear. Yeah, he'd be a good gay bear dog. Although I think gay bears tend to go for smaller dogs.
Yeah.
To accentuate their own hairiness.
And their bigness.
Their bigness. Yeah, you don't want a massive dog. You look quite petite then.
No, so he's been known to wander down the shop. And then they've had to ring Dad at the petrol station and go, Rolly, I'm sorry, he's wandered down again. Do you want to come and get him?
Oh.
Yeah, all right then.
Oh,
once Dad
are you sure they're not screaming?
And the dog... No, he's very placid outside the... Fun.
Oh, is he? Please come! You're done!
Once, we turned up and he was sat the other side. You know, like where the fags are? Like,
what, he was working there. Oh, I love things like that. I love it when dogs do that.
Such a good boy. Got to pay for his keep.
Yeah, now he works in a kiosk. Pamela's staring at us, that little dog over there.
Oh, Lydia's having a look as well.
Yeah, I think Lydia probably can hear you.
Don't worry, she doesn't know that she's called Lydia. Unless we've actually...
Imagine we've chosen it right, yeah.
Sorry, were you guys calling me? That'd be amazing.
Can you stop talking about me and my dog, Pamela? We'd actually... Or that she wasn't real and this was a magic word and we just manifested her. I think that when you're outside.
No,
it's much more, it's
no
much more magical.
If you think maybe I've magicked this in my head.
Yeah. The woods are a magical place.
Is this...
There
this
are
is
giants
going back to,
in the woods.
This is going back to you, like, guessing phone numbers, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a bit like me guessing phone numbers and making up phone numbers and phoning people by accident.
And then what would you say? Oh, hi, it's Tom. Do you want to chat?
I think I just said, I'm sorry, it's the wrong number.
The thrill of saying that. Yeah, I think we used to do that prank calling.
But it wasn't really a prank. You know, there was no one to laugh about it with. It's just... That was around about the time that I spent a long amount of time researching table settings. And we'd often lay the table in different styles. And Mum would be like, oh, why'd you get all that stuff out? Yes, that's when I thought I wanted to be a butler. Anyway.
Is there much call for butlers these days?
Hardly any. There's not much call for stand-up comedians.
But here we are.
Here we are, dear. Now, Susie, we're nearly at the end of our first back, like-minded friends of the new term.
Yeah, new term.
New term.
Have you got your pencil case?
I beg your pardon. And of course. And
Do you mind? I'm very giggly today.
Yes, I like it. Yeah. I think it's because you've been locked up in the house for so long.
I've been locked up
in the house. It's a boy in the secret garden, isn't it?
No, it's a girl. It's a boy.
Boy, I used to have those ice baths.
Yes.
You're taking on a school trip to see that.
There you go.
There you go. Good story.
Another one
of the stories you can expect from my new book.
What's it called?
Get Your Mitts Off My Parasol.
I think, can we call the podcast that?
Yeah, maybe we should change the name. Susie, now, what exciting things can you tell the listener about you've got coming up?
Oh, I'm just gigging.
Nothing just about that.
Gigging a bit? Thinking of going to LA?
Yes, you should definitely do this.
Yeah, I'm thinking of going to LA.
If you're in LA, let us know how Susie can make some inroads there.
Yeah.
And also take her out for brunch.
Take me for brunch in LA. I want to go to West Hollywood. And what else is... Oh, bits and pieces. You know, Tom. I think the tour... We're going to do a... I'm going to be doing a tour in spring.
Yes.
That'll be announced shortly.
Yes.
And Tom, I think I'm just living my best life.
Susie, I tell you, you're always living your best life.
And I've got two new pairs of shoes. And I'm...
Two? What are the other ones?
Also Doc Martens. Went to Portsmouth, didn't I? It was in Portsmouth. Ill. You know what it's like. Wanted to spend money just to feel good. There's a Doc Martin outlet.
What? In...
Yeah, there's an outlet shopping place. You'd love it, Tom.
Portsmouth gets better and better every time I think about it.
It does. And do you know what? Now Mum and Dad live walking distance to it. It's great.
You took yourself out, hobbled out with your drip in and your... mask on and your bedpan in hand.
Those are the six, please. Thank you.
Maybe it would cheer people up to see me. Like Tiny Tim.
Oh, it's almost time to start watching Tiny Tim.
It is, isn't it? That'll be upon us. Oh, then the John Lewis advert and all that.
Oh, I
nonsense.
Wonder what they'll do this year.
Oh, I imagine it'll be somebody doing a version of a song in a breathy manner. And something sad. It's always been so sad.
Yeah. Oh, and he was dead all along.
It turned out he was already dead. But that'll be upon us. So we must all look forward to that.
And what have you got coming up, Thomas?
Well, I start my tour tomorrow.
Woo!
So We're it's going to Southport, Ludlow, Carlisle, Chorley, and then I've got a couple of days off.
Heights.
And I'm driving myself, so, you know, just if you see me on the motorway, give me a wave.
Give me a toot.
Give me a toot. Probably people will be doing it. I'll just assume that you're a listener to this podcast if that happens, and not that you're going, get out of the way!
Yeah, I would say, Tom, stay in the slow lane.
I think I might.
Don't go into the fast lane and then say, well, you're only meant to do 70, because everyone fucking hates that.
Okay, I won't do that. I won't do that. I won't do that again.
But thank you for listening to
Thank you for listening,
friends.
And thank you for bearing with us. Sorry to keep you waiting.
I've responded to a lot of the emails that we've received in to chat to like-minded friends. So if you sent us an email, maybe check your junk box if you haven't. Check your junk. Oh, also check your junk.
Also do check your junk.
That's good. It's a good point to do that. But thank you for we've got so many lovely messages over Edinburgh. And it was just so wonderful
so
to read.
Nice.
And as ever, we're both on Twitter, we're both on Instagram, we both have websites. You know the drill.
Oh, come say hi. I've even got a Facebook page now.
Oh, Tom's finally got a Facebook page.
Just 11 and a half years after everybody else did.
Well done, Tom. It's very exciting.
You know, you're going to love it. So feel free to like that. But otherwise, join us next week. Have a wonderful week. And thank you for being our like-minded friend. And we'll speak to you soon. Yeah, okay.
Bye
for now. Bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian, and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day, and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook, and audio.